Hey there, travelers. My name's Kai, and welcome to Misery Likes Company. And today I'm laying on my couch. Well, not really couch, more of a love seat, but it's fairly deep. It qualifies. But yeah, I took a small break there. I almost took today off too. The last couple of days have been really bad with my neuropathy, so I just sort of checked the fuck out entirely. Hang on, I'm just fiddling with my mic. Having to adjust things as I go here. I'm not used to being over here, I'm usually in front of my PC. But tonight, I took a walk. I don't want people to have to suffer through this, but I wish people could understand and truly experience what I experience on a day-to-day basis. It's a living fucking nightmare. And I deal with it as best I can. I have certain coping strategies that are becoming less effective as the disease progresses, but I have my next neurologist appointment next month, which I've now spent 13 fucking months waiting on doctor's appointments. The constant argument, well, in socialized medicine, you wouldn't get in to see a doctor for years. Yeah, well, that's what I've experienced under capitalist medicine. So what's the difference again? Oh, that's right. In that one, I don't pay thousands upon thousands of dollars for shitty healthcare. Okay, sweet. But, I don't really feel like ranting about myself. Although, ancillary to that, these days I seem like I'm always tired too. I had a really interesting exchange. I spent a decent amount of time on Reddit, probably more than I should, but I need distractions. Tweet. It was a conversation on Reddit spawned off of a tweet, which is fairly common, by a guy, pretty bad lefty. It's his Twitter handle. He said, "I think we should allow one billionaire, and that billionaire should be decided by a battle royale style televised event with the currently existing 607 billionaires. I consider myself a moderate on this issue." I consider myself a moderate on this issue is fucking hilarious. Beautiful. But this spawned an entire conversation about how, basically it broke down to, we decided, and I say we, I was an active participant in this back and forth multiple times, that it would be a 1v1 Coliseum battle. Winner goes on to the next round. Loser's fortune gets redistributed into the public coffers for doing good in the world, however we decide to use the fund. All the world's billionaires are required to compete, and the grand prize is the final billionaire gets to keep $250 million of their fortune. That's it. And we went further, seeing as somebody brought up the fact that Elon Musk with a flamethrower. He's not everybody's favorite, but he does sell flamethrowers. And somebody brought up that, well, yes, everyone should get their choice of their signature product to fight with. And then it was brought up that some of these guys' holdings build some seriously fucked up weapons systems. So it was suggested that we restrict to handheld weapons only, no remote controlled devices or drones, and single use only. You can't have people calling in missile strikes. You got to keep it sporting after all, right? And so that it was suggested that the weapons be hung from the arena, Thunderdome style, like from elastic straps. And the people were looking forward to the pay-per-view or mini series events that this would become, and how there would be inevitable crowd favorites. Most likely one that was suggested that the near inevitable dipshit old man CEO struggling to use these weapons effectively. Near inevitably, one of these dipshits would hold a weapon backwards, and that would end up being a fan favorite clip. You know, the instant replay slow mo of the CEO blowing himself away with his own weapons product. And so, yeah, I mean, look, I'm done. I've said it before. I'm fucking done. You know, what? Billionaires shouldn't exist. I consider them a crime against humanity. And if anybody has the argument that, well, you're encouraging or, you know, you're suggesting or fomenting violence towards individuals, I would argue that they broke natural law, that they have already committed the violent act, and executing billionaires would be self-defense. They are committing irreparable harm at a global scale. And that people die every day. People suffer every day due to their malfeasance. And the punishment, the capital punishment for them is fair play. They should be executed. And I've changed my opinion. I used to suggest guillotines a lot, but I was rereading some of my French revolutionary history, and it reminded me that the guillotines were reserved for the aristocracy. It was seen as a noble method of death. It was quick. It was painless. It was reserved for those with money. And so I've since changed my opinion that they should be hung, or, you know, a 1v1 battle royale. I'm all for that. But if we are to execute them in a Nuremberg style after trying them, I want them hung, which was the style of execution reserved for paupers, for peasants, for the plebeian masses, which that's what I think they deserve. I think they deserve to be treated like we are all the way down, all the way up until their, you know, inevitable demise. So, yeah, I'm really done. Hang on, I'm just going to adjust the mic a little bit. There we go. Hang on, I'm going to take a moment here and crank this lever. I'm working off this other mic stand, and I recently changed it, so I've got some adjustments to be made here. It's not my normal boom mic. There we go. I think that works. Either way, yeah, I'm done holding my tongue about these topics. I speak about them freely. You know, it's not that I'm like, look, yeah, no, I discuss them in like grocery store checkout lines, honestly, but it's not like I'm doing it with people I'm doing it with random people, but honestly, I have some tact and I feel them out, and you know, it's not like when, you know, somebody's pressed or they're busy at work. I have sense about the situation, but I do use lines that, you know, feel them out. The other day, I was checking out at Sam's Club. The lady, she radioed over, talked to the guy over the radio and said, you know, like, pick up order 10, because I had ordered ahead of time. And I had already told her that the radio in my ear was what would drive me mad if I worked there. And she agreed. She says, you know, when I leave here, I think I still hear voices sometimes. It's just terrible. And so the fact that she was willing to characterize it as terrible, I decided to, you know, let's push the envelope and see where we can go with this then. And I just offhandedly said, well, you know, teamwork makes the capitalist machine grind us into a pulp. Wait, what were we saying? And she responded. She said, oh, no, I hear you. I hear you. Trust me, I'm with you on that. So it opened up the conversation from there. I understand, you know, I'm not forcing my beliefs down people's throats in situations in which they're contractually, social, or financially or otherwise required to interact with me. I'm not, you know, an asshole about it, but I don't, I don't hold back anymore. I you know, I'm fucked. My neuropathy, I'm fucked. So fuck it. What do I have to lose? I'm gonna speak my mind. And it is liberating. It truly is. When you can see the end in sight like that, that it is a weird blessing. You know, who cares? I was at Whole Foods the other night, and there's this one, and it is, look, you know, it is mildly important to the characterization of the story that this woman is Black, and she is originally from Brooklyn. It speaks to her character as a human being. It speaks to the nature of how she thinks, feels, acts, and behaves. So that's, you know, it's not, it is mildly appropriate to mention. She and I, you know, knew each other for years at this time, at this point. We go back and forth all the time. She's a great person. I quite enjoy her. I enjoy almost all of the people at my local stores that I interact with. And it's not just at my stores. We exchange phone numbers. We hang out sometimes. It's, you know, they're good people. So, you know, we go back and forth. And I was checking out, and there was this, there was this lady. So the store clearly has signs on all the doors that say no dogs allowed except for service animals. Always. It's always middle-aged white chicks. They always bring their dogs in. It's astounding. It's never a dude. It's never an older white guy. It's never a Black dude. It's never a young person. It's always upper middle-aged white chicks. And the store is in that sort of, look, I'm in the suburbs and we are that sort of area. And, you know, we have a Whole Foods, for fuck's sake. You know, it is that sort of Karen-esque soccer mom that you deal with there. And they just, those rules don't apply to them. They bring their dogs in no matter what. And we've sort of, unfortunately, grown accustomed to it over the years of dealing with this bullshit. But this lady brings her little fucking chihuahua in and sits down at the tables where people eat and sets this fucking dog on it. All right, what the fuck? Little fucking chihuahua sitting there where people eat now. And, you know, I walk up and, you know, I'm at the checkout and she's like, hey, what's up? I'm like, I snapped a couple pictures. I snapped a couple pictures while I was waiting in line. I was just checking the person out in front of me. And she's like, hey, what's up? I'm like, oh, I'm just looking at this one over here. And I, you know, side eye her. And she glances over. She's like, oh, for fuck's sake. She said, you know, we tried. We tried, but these fucking people don't listen and management isn't going to do shit about it. So, you know, we try. And she said, it's always these white broads. Everybody knows, like, you can't, it's been years. You can't help but notice that there is a pattern happening here. Eventually you notice. And she's like, it's always these fucking white broads. And we put the sign on the door. It doesn't do anything. They just ignore it. They're like, those rules don't apply to me. And I started laughing. I said, I don't know if you watch South Park or not. And she, you know, clearly by her face, she's, you know, no, she doesn't really. You know, I said, there's an old episode where Cartman goes into the inner city and teaches the Black and brown kids how to cheat like white people. And I'm telling her this. I said, you know, he goes into the inner cities to teach the Black and brown kids how to cheat like white people. And one of the fundamental tenets is that, you know, he tells them, I misinterpreted the rules. And she just starts cracking up. She looks at me. She goes, you know, that's why I love talking to you. You don't have time for bullshit. And I said, you know, I explained to her before that, you know, neuropathy, I don't give a shit anymore. Once you have a chronic disease that's slowly eating away at you, it really does clarify some things. She says that. I appreciate that sort of thing, that when it is appreciated that I speak my mind, I don't care anymore. Look, I'm not an asshole about it. I didn't walk up to that lady and start chewing her out. I didn't, you know, look, live your life. But you are being an asshole. You're clearly being an asshole. And, you know, so don't be surprised when people around you are talking about you behind your back. You put your fucking chihuahua on the table where people fucking eat. You better believe that some of the staff and the regulars are talking shit about you. So, you know, yeah, I speak my mind. I talk about unionizing with the produce guys all the fuck time. All the fuck time. I've even one of the managers there. He's like a shift manager. Man, he's been through the ringer. Oh, man. It fucking split him open end to end. And he had to have, oh, my God, so much surgery. And he's been through the ringer with the healthcare system. And oh, poor guy. I've even spoken to him about fucking unionizing. I don't give a shit. Who cares? Fuck it. What do I have to lose? Look, I make sure that it's not a situation where I'm going to get someone fired. I make sure that, you know, I'm protecting them because it's not my ass that's going to get fucking nailed for talking about unionizing. It's them. So I ensure that, you know, it's none of the douchebag management, because there are managers there that after time you realize you're like, oh, that's the one. You know, one of my produce guys actually told me, like, straight up told me which managers are the assholes, so I know. And so, you know, you don't talk about them around that guy. You don't talk about certain things around that guy, or, you know, you don't take up too much of the fucking quote unquote team members' time while that manager's on the floor, that sort of thing. So, you know, I approach it with grace and tact, so as I don't get anybody in trouble. But you better believe that outside of those windows, oh, we talk mad shit. We talk mad shit. We are the filthy, unwashed masses. We are put upon by the bourgeoisie. Why not? It's one of the most freeing things you can do is realize you are well and truly fucked. Once you do, you're free to move around the system as you please. Who gives a shit? One of the things that pisses me off the most is when people have been conditioned, and believe me, it's conditioning, it's brainwashing, it's operant conditioning. Sorry, ugh, boy, did I mangle that. But it is a form of brainwashing in which people in society criticize the small and medium crimes, but they overlook the big crimes on a regular basis. It's fine. Look, people will pay lip service, but ain't nobody going to do shit about the Jeff Bezoses of the world. And fuck Jeff Bezos. He's just an Amazon douchebag. You know who we don't know? Whose name we don't know? The CEO of Lockheed Martin. We don't know the CEO's name of United Defense. These fuckers actually kill people, and nobody even knows these fuckers. It's amazing. Who's the CEO of Raytheon? United Technologies. I always call them United Defense. United Technologies. Yeah, who are the CEOs of these fucking companies? No one knows their names, but you better believe it. They're actually killing people for profit. And I mean, Bezos kills people, but not like fucking Raytheon's killing people. You shitting me? They're racking up numbers that are impressive. And they get away with all of this bullshit. And then you look at just the process crimes, the financiers and all of these fucking bankers and shit, the healthcare companies, all these fuckers get away with massive amounts of crimes. And no one really does or says or criticizes them to any degree. But you know what? That fucking guy who robbed a house, he's a goddamn scumbag. He deserves to die. Fuck that guy. If he broke into my house, I'd shoot him in the face. Holy shit. I put things in perspective. I don't really care about the crack addict who breaks into a house to feed their habit. Look, as long as you don't harm anybody, and I understand the theft of their material goods equates to the theft of their wages, which is theft of their time and labor. I understand that. But on a scale of bombing villagers in Afghanistan to stealing your TV, really not that important. It just isn't. You didn't need the TV anyway. Get over it. I'm sick of my society not understanding the... They don't contextualize correctly. They just don't. They don't understand. We pay lip service to things like Robin Hood, but we really don't like that idea. We don't. If someone made a living robbing from the rich, you better believe they would be hunted to the ends of the earth. And it wouldn't be the rich people doing it. It would be the police force. These fuckers are the plebeian masses. They are the peasant class. They're just given a modicum of authority over everyone else, and so that strokes their ego enough that they're satisfied. They're perfectly satiated being the, you know, the foot soldiers of the elite. I don't know what to do with my society half the time. I don't know, understand how people think this way or have deluded themselves into these positions. Julian Scara. I don't give a shit about these. I loved that people posted this. This fucker posted to, Facebook. I don't know if what this is, Twitter or Facebook. I think it's Facebook based on the format. This person's name is Julian Scara, JulianSkerra. They posted to a group called the Landlord Roundtable. And literally, I'm going to read the post. This is ridiculous. Has anyone ever had to give back the security deposit? A few months ago, my long-term tenants left my place in surprisingly good condition, and I racked my brains trying to find something they broke, and I couldn't fault them for a single thing. I think it's because it's a newly built apartment. Every other property in my portfolio is an older building with things sure to fall apart. It's got me wondering if investing in newer properties is worth it or not if you don't get to keep the deposit. Are you shitting me? Look, I'm with Mao on this one then. If this is how landlords are behaving behind our backs, put them on the wall. Fuck them. I don't care. That's insane. They're literally, there's a fucking Facebook group of landlords literally discussing how to screw renters out of their security deposits. When the renters, in good faith, take as best of care as possible as they can of the property. If this is what capitalism looks like, which it is, then fuck anybody who defends it. I'm done. What has capitalism given me? Cheap Chinese electronics, which, by the way, I'd rather pay a little more. I'd rather pay a lot more for stuff that doesn't have blood on it. I don't know what to do with people anymore. I really don't. The level of delusion that occurs in our society. There was a great Washington Post article that made its rounds, about a town in Florida that it's an astonishingly deep red town. I mean, we're talking, you know, guaranteed Trump voters, guaranteed never Democrats, that sort of crew. They lost their fucking grocery store. Their last grocery store shut down. And so, you know, they didn't have any options. They were left driving a bunch of miles to the next nearest town and, you know, battling freeway traffic and that sort of thing, or dealing with canned goods from fucking Dollar Store, which, by the way, Dollar General, those fuckers. There's a great documentary about how Dollar General ruins towns and grocery options. So the town decided, the mayor, the town governance decided that they needed to service the town's needs. So they opened a government-run grocery store. It works. The town loves it. Here's the catch. Don't call it socialism. The fucking people in this town will stop shopping there if you do. it's a city-owned grocery store. But if you mention that this place is socialist, these people will lose their goddamn minds, which we've seen this before. Fucking during the Trump campaign. Keep your government hands off my Medicare. Keep your government hands off my Social Security. Socialism is evil. Meanwhile, they're collecting Social Security checks. Meanwhile, fucking they love the military and the police, which are socialized organizations. I don't understand. I get it. It's brainwashing. It really is. I mean, this is classic brainwashing. And while Fox News bears a hefty portion of the blame for this, it extends beyond Fox News. This is a bent of social and fiscal conservatism that is spawned out of the McCarthy era that has been with us for many decades now. And I mean, let's face it, it's almost an extension of royalism, you know, this sort of a monarchism. This belief that there should be an upper class, that there should be a hierarchy, that there should be an aristocracy, even if you don't call it aristocracy, which is all the millionaire and billionaire classes. This is the aristocracy of our society. There's always been a segment of our population that has been aligned this direction, but to see it so prevalent in mainstream society is so strange. I don't understand it. And Americans love basically center-left policies. If you tell them all about it, but leave out some of the scary words that they've been taught to fear, that they have knee-jerk reactions to, they love these things. The idea of Social Security, the idea of Medicare and Medicaid, the idea of the military, the police, the fire departments, the public libraries. Somebody brought that up the other day. I don't know, the other week, the other month. I don't know how many times it's been bandied about. But if you tried to create public libraries today, the kickback, the absolute shitstorm that would occur from the, I want to say the right, but let's face it, the Overton window has been shifted so far right at this point that it's not really right. Forget terminology. Forget all of that. The absolute shitstorm that would occur when you tried to create public libraries would be insane. People would be screaming communism, and oh my God, it would be a nightmare to attempt to create public libraries today. Look, these morons are going along with school vouchers in private schools because, I'm done. I washed my hands of it. I don't have any room for it anymore in my world or my life, and I don't mince words. If you're that willfully ignorant in today's day and age, that's fine, but you're harming the rest of us. So, in my opinion, you should get a couple of bitch slaps until you wake the fuck up. I'm not saying kill these people. I'm not saying beat them senseless. I'm just saying, a smack upside the head can't hurt that badly. You know, just like when you were a teenager, one of your buddies just whack, just smack right upside the head. Just, hey, dummy, pay attention. What are you doing? You're arguing against your own best interests. For the fuck's sake. Who is it? That Craig T. Nelson, that fucking moron coach idiot, went on Fox News a bunch of years ago now, 15 years ago now or something. And he said, when I was on food stamps and financial assistance, no one from the government helped me. Unironically, this moron says this. That's where we are as a country. It's this rampant anti-intellectual, anti-science, fighting against your own best interests. Meanwhile, you're coddling billionaires who would rather see you dead. I don't get it. I do get it. I mean, it's a legacy of Bernays and McCarthyism, and I mean, generations of inbreeding and dumbing down, and I mean, just where are we gonna, how are we gonna pull out of this nosedive? I've said it before, and I agree with people who say it as well. This next election is going to determine the fate and soul of this nation. If we don't fix this, if we don't pull this up out of this nosedive, we are going to fucking plant this plane into the mountainside. We are a young nation. This country has not been around that long. England is 1,000 years old. China is thousands of years old, okay? For fuck's sake, we are young. It is perfectly reasonable to see a future in which America dissolves, completely collapses because of our own short-sightedness, because of our own greed. It's happened before. People, England may be around, but they are not a superpower anymore. They used to rule this fucking world. Britannia ruled this world for a long fucking time. But you know what? They fucked up, and now they're not the great empire they were. They collapsed. It's possible. It happens all the time. Empires come and go. The Mongolian Empire was immense, was ruthless. They're nothing now. It happens. And we're still so young. Our country hasn't even escaped the does the baby drink the bleach phase yet of our existence. So we shall see. I noticed that in listening to one of my recordings. I have a tendency, is my like. It bothers me that I have that sort of verbal tick. I don't know how I wish to express that, but either way, I don't have much hope to begin with. I was never an optimist. I've been a pessimist my whole life. And so, the fact that things have turned out poorly for me, not surprised. I would be suicidal if I were an optimist. So I'm glad I'm a pessimist. And looking around my country, I don't know how people hold out hope. It's amazing. It is amazing. The rise of evangelicalism, the rise of fiscal conservatism, the fact that fucking people idolize the likes of Ayn Rand and Warren Buffett. I just don't get it. I don't get it. It just doesn't click in my brain. It's just like religion doesn't click in my brain. I functionally, logically understand how it works, but on an emotive level, I don't get it. How do you... he's been on the podcast before. I got a buddy, Mike, who... we've always wanted to attend a cult indoctrination or a cult meeting. We just kind of want to see what it's like. We want to see how people fall for it. We want to see if, what effect it has in our brain. It is astounding. The level of propaganda and brainwashing that occurs in this country on a daily basis. Just cult nonsense. They pump that shit into you when you're still Santa Claus eligible. Rise, put your hand on your heart for the Pledge of Allegiance. Oh, fuck you. I forget what age and what grade I stopped doing that. Luckily, I didn't go to any schools or have any teachers that were real assholes about that. I forget. One of my teachers, I don't even remember which one, just said, told me, look, you don't have to do, just stand up. Just stand up and you're good. And I was okay with that. That's fine. I'll fucking stand up. I'm just going to stand here silently and look around the classroom like, you guys are all fucking nuts. What is this cult brainwashing nonsense? And I'm in the Stanhope camp. There needs to be a solid, asterisk infomercial clause at the end of that. Was it... Some conditions may apply. Void where prohibited, not available in all states, not available for under 18, that sort of thing. Like, it's not. Dude, that Pledge of Allegiance is bullshit. Which is, I mean, you know, as much. Look, I don't like Bill Maher. I think he's a problem. He's a problem. But he's made a few good points over the years. And one of the points that he popularized was the fact that, you know, the adult criticism of this nation. Look, yeah, I fucking hate this country. I hate it. Oh, this country sucks. It's a shithole. But you know what? It's the only hope for this planet. Dude, America is the only hope. We need to get our shit together. Who else is going to go toe-to-toe with Russia or China? Fuck Russia. Russia's nothing. They're a minor problem. They're really good at asymmetrical warfare. So, I mean, you can never discount Russia. Trust me. Militaristically, they're very clever, historically, contemporarily. But China is a force to be reckoned with. Who else is going to take China on but America? And we are so fucked at this point. Oh, trust me, I have immense problems with this country. I despise this nation. But you know what? It's better than fucking China. It's better than Russia. I mean, you know, it's certainly not better than Sweden or Netherlands or Norway. Or I mean, there's a lot of places, Iceland, Greenland, there's a lot in New Zealand. There's a lot of places that are a lot better than this country. But this country is the only country that can actually fix this planet. It's the only country that can garner the support, rally the troops, as it were. And so, you know, the only sort of modicum of hope that I would hold out for this country is us getting our shit together so we can help places like Hong Kong, help places like, you know, like Lebanon and Iran and Chile and Bolivia and Brazil. Look, we need to rein in our intelligence services. We need to rein in our military, and so much we need to rein in our capitalism. Oh my God, the business people of this fucking country need just put in check. And if we did that, then we could actually improve this world. And let's face it, the only hope for improving this world is if America gets its shit together. So while I may have massive, massive criticisms of this nation, I do believe that we're the only hope this world has, given the other factors. When you start thinking about what's going on around the world, man, we need to get our shit together. Either way, I think I'm going to wrap this up. I need to get some food in me, even though I'm not really hungry because I just don't feel like eating. The neuropathy, you know, blah, 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 blah. Either way, as always, I hope you're as well as you can be. My name's Kai, and this has been Misery Likes Company.